My name's Jen. I'm also on the well. Those of you who know me know I'm not a big talker, usually. What I would like to do now is actually just do a moment of silence. When Eric asked us what we stood for, the first thing that came into my mind was this vast silence and appreciation of every moment that we're living. I can be scared of death too, and when I do find that I'm sort of feeling that emotion, one of the things that really helps me is to just stop and pay attention. Right now I'm breathing. Right now there's this gentle breeze. Right now there's this glorious sunshine. Right now there are crows in the background. Right now is pretty good. And right now is where I am. So I don't have to be afraid of some distant part of my future. A minute is a long time when you're just sitting quietly. So if you find yourself getting bored or annoyed, just remember the sun and the wind and Tina and all of our love for each other. So 1 minute.
I'm very shy and retiring, so I'll break the silence. First time I met Tina, I was working at the well, and I heard there was going to be a party in the office. And I went out, came back in, and there was this woman who had a glass of red wine in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and this voice. Oh my God, this voice. And she didn't use tentative language. There was nothing tentative about her. This is a woman who had to control throngs of squirming adolescents. I didn't have a chance. Nothing annoyed her. It infuriated her. If she was happy, she was jubilant. She wouldn't be angry. She'd be seething. It was incredible. And she was like that in person. I thought, what is she like online? Pretty much the same. The only thing you didn't get online was that laugh. Oh my God, if they had a dictionary that was only audio, next to the word Schadenfreude would be her special laugh for Schadenfreude. She had a whole vocabulary of laughter, and it was this kind of earthy, chocolatey, sexy laugh, where when I first had Scharfenberger chocolate, I thought, this is a lot like Tina's laugh, especially that one laugh. And I feel so pleased to have gotten to know her because of her astounding vocabulary. Sometimes I was downright intimidated by her, but I always held her close to my heart. And my last conversation with her was Memorial Day before she passed, and I went in there, and we just had this light little conversation. I was ever so cautious because this was a force of nature looking at me. And she grasped my hand and looked me right in the eye and said, I love you. You could have knocked me over with a feather. And I think it was probably when I'm, I hope, 90 years old and thinking back on my life, even though I knew she was passing, I still view that conversation as one of the high points of my life, because this was Tina. She was down to brass tacks. She always had the words. She always knew how to use them. And she was always very, very present in her life. And I think that's something we can all take from having known Tina, is that this was always a woman who could live in the moment, in the present. And I really respected her for that.
Hi, my name is Scott Marley, and I joined The Well in, I think, 91, but it might have been 90. And Tina was the first person from The Well who I met. I was incredibly shy, and we had made plans to meet at Christopher's Nothing Fancy Cafe, and she was there, and I was there, and there was the one detail about her description of herself that wasn't right. She'd worn the wrong color sweater or something. And I was so frightened to go up to somebody who probably wasn't the right person anyway, that it took us like 10 minutes before we actually connected. And she teased me about that for, I think, a couple years after. I don't remember ever being frightened of Tina. And when I think back on it, I've been thinking back on this, what really strikes me is that I feel Tina was such a vivid presence in my life, and yet when I think back over it, there weren't all that many times that we met. We would go for a year or two without seeing each other, and then our paths would cross again, and it would be very natural, and I never felt like we were coming to see each other again after a couple of years. It was more like a couple of friends getting together and catching up. I don't know what that says about her and about me, but the vividness has nothing to do in this case with how often we saw each other. And my God, it's been almost 20 years since we first met. 15, I guess. And wow. As I said, I can't remember being frightened of her. I remember being pissed off at her twice. I remember things she said to me that took root and had their effect on me, and I thank her for that. I think that's all I have to say. Thank you.